What a mighty, mighty, mighty God we serve with all those amazing, awesome testimony. And all our foreign delegates, people from every country who are here today, you are fully appreciated. At the same time, we add to that welcome all our home delegates from Nyanya, from Karimo, Gwagwalada, Kuje, and Lugbe Axis. All of you that have come from, that is our home delegates. And then I think we should classify those within the airport road, especially Lugbe here, as local delegates, including those within the Glory Dome area here. Everybody who is a delegate, foreign delegates, home delegates, local delegates, give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. Hallelujah! You are welcome. And when you travel to America, you then become a foreign delegate there. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. And very soon, I believe that many of you will be loaded enough, independent enough, self-sufficient enough to travel around the world for the programs. We have a revival conference in America in July. We have in London, England in August. We have in South Africa. We have in Dubai. We have in Zimbabwe. We have in Zimbabwe. We have in America again in New York. So all of that is happening this year from time to time. And I'm sure that many of us, in a time to come, you will be there. We have a 5 to 10 year crusade schedule lined up. How many years? Right? And that spreads to South America, spreads to India, to Pakistan, because the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the seas. And as this is happening across the world, it's also happening in Nigeria. After Abakaliki is Owerri, after Owerri is Kano, after Kano is Bauchi, after Bauchi is Mina. Somebody give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. And I believe the Lord shall empower every one of us to be there in prayers, to be there in person, or to be there in giving. And the Lord shall be glorified in Jesus' precious name. The Prophet of Faith, part 2. This is the healing and deliverance service. It's a healing and deliverance testimony and thanksgiving service. So we expect healing and deliverance, order of testimonies to happen today in the name of Jesus. Our objective is to understand the profit of walking by faith, and then to understand the relationship between praise and faith, between praise and faith. I mentioned two things in the first service, which I want to mention again before I go to the points for this service, that faith is not just a church doctrine. And faith is not just meant for claiming things from God. It's not a doctrine of a church. It's not something like, okay, our church does not preach faith. Faith is not part of our own doctrine. Our own doctrine is prayer. Our own doctrine is holiness or this or that. No. There is a reason why faith is far beyond that. We are looking at the profitability of faith. We saw 8 points in the first service. If I was to go through them, it would take us so much time. And you can listen to the first service message. I'm going to say another 8 points, a bit interrelated, but totally different. Number 1 for this service, Faith is profitable for the following. Number one, for victory over the enemy. Victory over Satan the devil. This is number one or number nine. He said in 1 John chapter 5 verse 4, you are of God, okay, for whatsoever is born of God, overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. 1 John chapter 4 verse 4, you are of God, little children, and you have overcome them, for greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Luke chapter 10, verse 17. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and on scorpions. 19. And over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. For victory over the enemy or his agents. Victory over Satan and his demons. Victory over the devil and his human agents requires faith. When you are threatened, you take charge by faith. When the agents of wickedness threaten you, you take charge by faith. One day I was ministering and I identified a man who was a victim of household witchcraft, wickedness. I didn't mention names. I only mentioned that what was happening to him was from the household. That was what I was shown. He confirmed it. I think his own brother or somebody was getting very, very wealthy and everybody was getting very, very poor. That person, I don't know what happened, became very angry. The person, I don't know whether he was watching the program where nobody's name was mentioned. Sent a text message. I say, yes, what is it? He was raving with demonic voice. When they say there is a thief here, if you are not a thief, will it bother you? Satanic threats from the realm of the spirit and physical that some of us have seen. If you are chicken, you have gone since. For everybody who is delivered, the coven is angry. It takes faith. Knowing who God is, knowing your place and your position in God, knowing the word of God, believing that word, and taking your stand to beat down the devil and his agents. And I announce to somebody here today, every satanic threat over your life is over forever. If you are saying amen, say it like a believer. If you are saying amen, shout it like a believer. Very, very soon we are going to be seeing some very, very, very frightening dimensions of the operation of the judgmental mantle of God in our territory and in our land. Victory over the enemy. Number two is victory over worry and anxiety. Romans chapter 5 and in verse 1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace. That is enough. We have peace. The capacity to be unruffled in the midst of storms. The capacity to be unshaken requires faith. It grants you victory over worry, over anxiety. When my wife was pregnant for our first child, I came back from a 72-hour call in the labor ward. Exhausted, tired. A labor ward call at times, you don't sleep because most times the children prefer to be born in the night to keep you awake, keep you awake. I came home. My wife said, after 3 months of pregnancy, you see, it looks like I have miscarried. I have been bleeding for I don't know how many days. And I said to her, can I bath, please? There was no response to, I have been bleeding. It looks like I have miscarried. The response is, please, can I have my bath, please? She looked at me as if, what kind of wicked man is this? I said, I have been bleeding. Won't you even answer? Then I said to her, 1 billion zillion demons cannot force down that child. The child is clapping. 1 zillion demons cannot force down that child. Can I have my bath, please? Now she's a medical doctor. She knows the symptoms. She knows how much she bled. And she knows when a pregnancy is lost. So she knew what she was telling me. What am I missing? I said she went and arranged for the bath. That was the end of the story. 1 zillion devils. I wasn't a pastor at that time. So it has nothing to do with being a pastor. It has everything to do with being on fire. It has everything to do with being in faith. It has everything to do with knowing God. That pregnancy was restored. Remained. Continued till the 6 month. Then another thing came up with the mother. One demonic cough. Coughed as if the child was going to be pushed out. Coughed as if the mother would go blank. Coughed until the baby turned. From head down to leg down. That is, let me see how you push me out. That was arrested. By 9 months. Effortlessly. Baby was born. At peace. Am I communicating? When you are in faith, even if the devil shake the ground, he is unable to shake your spirit. That is why it is needed. Because there are situations where the devil will so shake up the things until you give up. If I had agreed, oh really? You really bled for 3 days? Oh, this is bad. Devil, why are you so wicked? And maybe it could have happened. But because there was a test first reply. It was annulled. I prophesy to you today. Everything the devil is planning for you to lose, I declare it cannot be lost. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. If you are saying amen, shout the believers amen. Every spirit of worry and every spirit of anxiety, I declare it is arrested. And hear me. Every woman who is a victim of miscarriage, abortion, a victim of barrenness, by that testimony alone, that spell is broken off your life. You shall take in and you shall go forth and bring forth. Shout the loudest amen. Give the Lord a praise and let us run. Victory over worry. Anxiety number three is victory over death. Call it premature death. Victory over premature death. Hebrews chapter 2 verse 14 said the just shall live by his faith. Sorry, Habakkuk 2:14. I think Hebrews chapter 2 verse 14 also has something in that regard. The just shall live by faith. Right, just give us Hebrews 2:14. He said, for as much as children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is Satan the devil, and deliver those who through fear of death were subject to bondage. You know, fear is the absence of faith. Fear attracts the death you fear. Faith repels the death you refuse to fear. Victory. There are many, many, many people seated here today who would have died prematurely. If not, that they say, no, I can't go, it's not time. I refuse to go. I can't go, it's not time. I refuse to go. I can't go, it's not time. I can't go, it's not time. I refuse to go, it's not time. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody shout the loudest amen. God's servant Bishop Oyedepo said one day, the devil showed him. Let me say, the devil showed him himself, not Papa, and he said how he was being, there was a burial, and it was meant to be him in the coffin being buried, and he stood watching, and he woke up. He said, "Devil, are you not a dummy? Have you ever seen where they are burying a person and the person is watching himself?" He said, there is no wisdom or knowledge in the grave whither thou goest. If I am aware, then I'm not in the grave. Hey! 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 Every arrow of premature death looking for you, I declare it is retrieved and refired back to hell. It's retrieved and refired back to hell. It's retrieved and refired back to hell. The devil tries to use your ignorance to play on your intelligence. See, this thing that you're having at the side, is that not kidney pain? The same thing that happened to your father or mother or sister. And the devil has a way of doing it. You just bring a suggestion. Some of the suggestions are not physical, they are in the mind, but they are translated physically. He said, devil, this is not my portion. Christ redeemed me from the curse of the law. And show me in the Bible where it is written, when what killeth thy father must kill you. The only thing that I saw in scripture is that he that drinketh the sour grape, that is the one whose mouth will be set on edge. Am I communicating at all? Victory over premature death. In the midst of thick danger, Even that lady who just testified now, as shaky as her voice was, they say, give me phone. I gave them phone. They say, give me this. As shaky as she appeared even in that statement, in the middle of it, he said, no, they told us we can't die like chicken. I can't die like that. That mentality. Because the woman with the issue of blood, the Bible says she said in her heart. She didn't even say it out yet. That thought, that mindset, because God answers your thinking. Unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we can ask or think. He answers your asking, answers your thinking. You can't think life and be killed before your time. We live in a generation where many people are thinking of death. The atmosphere is so bad. People are just thinking, I'm owing debt. The shame is too much. Let me die. Who told you so? Whatever you are passing through, you are not the first. There are people who have passed through it and came out of it. There are billionaires in America who filed for bankruptcy many times. They are still billionaires today. Am I communicating? Nothing you ever pass through that somebody did not pass through and come out of. Death is not an option. You didn't decide to be born. You cannot decide to die. In the name of Jesus, every spell of death and every thought of death, I declare they are arrested now. Thirdly, victory. Is that number four? Number four is access to rest and stability. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 3. They that believe enter into rest. Rest. Calmness. Tranquility. Equanimity. Serenity. Unruffled. Access to rest. Number 6. Access. 5. Access to the world of exploits. When you operate in the realm of faith, you walk in exploits. You are not the one being exploited. If there is anything, you are the one exploiting the devil. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 32 to verse 34 shows us the exploits of people of faith, true faith. Number 6, access to the goodness of God. Some of these things we have said them before. Psalm 27 verse 13, I have fainted except I have believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. When you believe God, you see his goodness. People look at you and they verily, verily say, God is good. They can't look at you and say, God is bad. They can't even look at you and say, the devil is wicked. Because the wickedness of the devil is not permitted to be expressed in your life. Did you hear what I just said? Hey! Say after me, say, in the name of Jesus. The wickedness of the devil is not permitted to be expressed in my life, around my life, and around my family. I am in faith, and the goodness of God is being expressed in my life. By that statement, I just saw a calamity being planned, diverted already back to hell. A terrible thing like an accident, like a fire burning or something. I see it return back to hell.
The wickedness of the devil shall never be seen in your life. If you believe that, shout the Lord and say amen.
Access to the goodness of God.
Number seven is access to divine possibilities. For men and women of faith,
everything is possible. Mark 9:23.
The Bible said, Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Faith steps you into the realm and the dimension of all possibilities. Everyone here today that is trusting God for all possibilities, say a loud amen.
People will be looking at you and wondering why things are so possible for you. So possible, so easy. That shall be your portion.
Why are we on this ground? At this kind of place? On this kind of area? It took the devil by surprise. All their agents by surprise.
I see unusual possibilities coming for somebody.
Can you say amen like a believer? Can you say the loudest believers amen? Number eight. Are we on number eight?
It's access to desired mantles. Or desired mantle.
In 2 Kings chapter 2, Elisha was looking for a mantle.
And he was meant to get it by faith. 9-10. Elisha. And it came to pass when they were gone over that Elisha said unto Elisha, ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken away from thee. And Elisha said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. He said, and he asked, you have asked a hard thing. But if you are in faith, if you see me, when I am taken from thee, it shall be so unto thee. But if not, it shall not be so. It will take faith for Elisha to see Elijah. Because Elijah was being taken in the spirit, not in the physical. And it takes faith to see the invisible.
Concerning Moses in Hebrews chapter 11, I believe verse 22 thereabout, he said that he persevered as someone who was seeing the invisible.
Look at that for me.
He persevered as seeing the invisible.
True faith. Moses, he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible, all by faith.
Faith makes your eyes to see what physical eyes can't see.
You are able to see results that are not yet there.
So when Elijah said, when you see me when I'm taken,
it will be so. If you don't see me, it cannot be.
Elisha said, I must see you. I must see you.
Is it not to see you?
I mean, if I need to wash these eyes with bleach,
I must see you.
And he put out his faith. And all of a sudden, bam, the scales were open. And he saw from the physical into the spirit realm. And to tell Elijah that I'm seeing you, say,
I see you, I see you. My father. Let me describe to you what is happening. Chariot just came. Chariot of Israel just came. Horsemen are there. And that is how you are going up. I see you.
And then the mantle dropped. The mantle that the man was going on with, because he never expected him to see him.
say he picked the mantle of Elijah that fell, not mantle that Elijah dropped. He was going with it. Faith and desire pulled it. Listen, when your faith is intact, even the carrier of the unction has no option.
Hey! Stand up on your feet with a loud shout of praise. Stand on your feet with a louder shout of praise.
Stand up on your feet. Let me tell you a story. When your faith is intact, mantle or unction carriers have no option. Because they don't own it. They are only custodians. They are only caretakers. I traveled one time to go and see a big man of God. Respect him so much. This man works in the miraculous like water. I heard he was coming and was ministering somewhere in Lagos. I decided to pursue him. I wasn't doing bad by his grace. Things are happening. Healings are happening. Deliverances. Things are already happening plenty. But one of my greatest challenges, if it is called a challenge, it's a dieless hunger for God. Even if a baby is carrying what I want, I can pursue that baby. So I pursued and I went to meet the man in Lagos. I had already spoken to the pastor whose church this big guest was coming to preach. And the pastor did like this. Okay, wait here first. Okay, wait there first. Long story made short, at the end, I was not able to meet the man. No introduction, nothing. Say, wow. I'm not a pauper. I'm not a beggar. Humility is not stupidity. So I went to the hotel room. I went to my knees. As I lifted my hands to worship God and to thank him, he said to me, as clear as I can hear, he said, what you are looking for is not with a man. He said, it's with me. He said, pursue me and I will give you anything you want. I said, yes, sir. He gave me what I went for. A few years later, somebody came to my office from the ministry of that man in that country. And he said, I am the assistant to so-and-so person. He has heard so much about you. And he has asked me to come and ask whether you can give them the opportunity of ministering in their ministry. The same person that I pursued. I said, okay, let me check my schedule. What you are looking for after today will look for you. I like you to take it as a prophecy in the name that is above every name. Whatever you have been looking for, after today, it shall look for you. I ministered in that place. All manner of things happened. In the course of the ministration, the wife said to the man, he said, this man is my type of pastor. Word like water. Miracle like water. He said, this is. Since then we have been like this. If I ask him to come here any day, he will be on his way. That's the same person I wasn't allowed to see. for God, sir. Pursue him, pursue him. He will link you with anybody and anything. And that mantle, as it was then, I didn't just get that mantle. That particular thing I was looking for, I crossed it since. Now you are talking of people seeing dreams, and somebody was blind in Kaduna, and I went for a crusade there in our church in Kaduna. And then overnight, she slept. And then she said she saw me wearing shiny shoe in the dream, blind in the physical, saw me wearing shiny shoe in the dream and touched the shoe. This shoe is shiny, no? Her eyes opened in the dream. She woke up in the morning, eyes open. That is, meeting is still on. That is, you preach tonight and the person had the encounter overnight and came the next day to testify. It's a new day for you. It's a new day for you. What you are looking for is not with a man, it's with God. And I announce to you today, the God that I serve, who did that for me, will cause anything you are helping there, will cause anything you are looking for to begin to look for you. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. And let us get the link, access to your desired mantle. Now, what is the link between miracle, between faith and praise? It's exactly the same thing I said in the first service. Praise attracts the presence of God into our lives and into our situations. When you praise, when you worship Him, Psalm 89 verse 20. He said, blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk in the light of your countenance. If they know the sound of joy, they walk in the light of his countenance. They shall walk. You see, when you worship God, you bring God into your situation. And God cannot come into your situation and the situation remain normal. It was by passing by the highway side of Jericho that blind Bartimaeus saw. Praise attracts God. Number two, praise confirms your belief or your faith in God. And where God sees faith, he moves into action. Troubled people, worried people, don't praise. Doubtful people, unbelievers people, don't praise. When you are praising, you are confirming that you believe God. You are confirming that you have faith in God. And every time God sees faith, he moves into action. This moment, I want you to confirm your praise, your faith, by your praise. And finally, number three, praise with thanksgiving for what he has done or is doing moves him to do more. When you praise God with thanksgiving for what God has done or what he is doing, you move him to do more. Psalm 50 verse 23, we read in the first service, say, whoso offered praise glorified God, glorified me, and to him that ordereth his conversation aright, I will show the salvation of the Lord. Hallelujah. This moment, we are going to praise. Show to God that you believe him. Step into a mantle today. One of the mantles we need in Africa today is judgmental mantle. To put the devil where he belongs. Step into rest. You have struggled too much. Everybody bears you witness that you are struggling. Time for rest has come. As we step into praise, just now, during the last vigil, the testimony was shared of Emmanuel, who repented from very, very diabolical. How he was born was that his grandfather, his father and mother didn't have children, right? And his grandfather, a strong witch doctor, having consulted, said they will give birth to a son. But the moment the child is born, the parents will die. After 1 year, and the parents died accordingly. This child was picked up and trained in the ways of wickedness. Native witchcraft doctorism. Grew up like that. Well, long story made short. How many of you were at the vigil? Don't miss such things. He came into town. Attack started. Attacked him so terribly. What? He came for an assignment. And a wicked assignment. And one of our sisters ministered to him. Long story made short, Jesus began to visit him, said, "I am Emmanuel." And then, well, he became member of the church after he was led to Christ. Then the grandfather ran mad in terms of, "You think you want to go? I will deal with you. Come back." I can't go through all this, the testimony. But as at the last vigil, the grandfather trying to attack his father-in-law also. Was a witch doctor, native doctor, married to the daughter of the witch doctor at the age of 13. The girl was 8 years. Where they married in the demonic world. That one tried to attack him. That one has died. Ran blind and died. And then his grandfather now tried to come to attack him. While I was
in Karimo for the crusade.
Last Monday,
by 9 p.m., you are declaring, right in the village, the man became paralyzed from the waist to the feet and then became blind instantly.
Just right there, while I was making declaration right there, paralyzed and blind. And then he told his son, he said, "I have encountered this man before when he came to our state for crusade. He got paralyzed and had bruises on the side of his body. After he battled with me in the realm of the spirit, he got paralyzed, had bruises, almost died, but came out of it after 3 weeks. Now, while we were at the night vigil, his waist down, paralyzed and blind. Then something happened at the vigil. While we're here. Do you want to say it for them? All right, go ahead. Where's Emmanuel?
He is here. By 1 p.m., while you are declaring.
1 a.m.
1 a.m., sorry. Emmanuel and Emeka, I wanted him to speak by himself.
Yes, if he's here, let him speak by himself.
Emmanuel. They are coming.
They are coming all the way from a distant side of the stadium. Brutal, judgmental mantle. So what happened?
Just give us a summary.
What happened by that 1 a.m.?
What happened last night during the vigil? So
when they are praying in the vigil, after we left vigil, so me and Emeka was in the bus going, and I told him that my spirit was telling me something will happen. And he said there is no problem that we are from vigil. So when I get to the house, I say, let me put my clothes and bath. Immediately, my uncle that brought me to Abuja called me that, "Dan Ladi, you have killed your father." I told people
last night that we'll hear more. That this is just giving him time to repent or die. You heard that?
So, He now called the call. And now called me back that me and the church has killed my father. And I told him that if you call my number again, the Holy Ghost will visit you. So immediately, my friend that normally called me from village now called me that my father died, that they are in there is so much crowd. I hear cry on the background. Seriously, that yesterday on that vigil around 1 o'clock, he called the, because there are four women that stay with him there. They are more 30 and 35 years, but he don't allow them to marry. They stay under him. So he told them that they should look for my number, and they should beg the pastor that he stop to pray, that fire is all over his body, and the man that the pastor that is coming, the eye was so red that he has attacked the man before, he got paralyzed, but this one that he went to attack the man, that he will not survive. And they said to him, I will get my number, and they went to look for my number.
Since he was blind, so he couldn't access the number.
So, as he couldn't access the number, they went to look for my phone. So when he come back, when they return back, that 3 to 4, they say they have got my number. He said there is no need. That the man was pursuing him seriously. The fire all over him is too much. But they should tell Danladi that the way...
Danladi is you now.
Yes, that they should tell me that where I'm going, I should not turn back.
That yesterday, 27 herbalists gathered in his compound.
And there are the 27 herbalists there. Many of them collected my number and was calling me that they are coming for me and the church. That I bring their father down. And I told them that so far, my grandfather can, that is in her head, can come down. Your own is just minor.
Sir, he said he was meant to take over from the grandfather. He's the heir. And then he was meant by that yesterday to sit on the corpse of the grandfather, eat the flesh of a 2-year baby, the heart, so that he can take over the herbalism. So they were calling everywhere, the, how can they bury this man without him? You should come back.
The father told him to go ahead, he shouldn't turn back. Let them bury themselves. And all of them, 100 and... One, how many of them got
27.
They said they are coming. I beg them to come in a hurry. I beg them to come in. Lion was looking for fight before. He's looking for food. I beg them to come in a hurry. If they return back alive, then we are not called at all. In this spiritual journey, not all of us are civilians. Hey! 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 Ay, 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 ay. It is on this platform we are going to do a 7 minutes vengeance dance. Judgmental praise. We are cleaning with this testimony. I say every devil and every force of hell that will not allow me to rest, Late to rest.
Sir, something happened drastic during his encounter and his deliverance. He's married with 2 children. So he was so disturbed by his wife. So I sent money so that the wife could escape to Abuja. Now, the pharmacist that helped to escape the wife, he was arrested in a village and then locked up. In the middle of the night, locked up in a mosque. And in the middle of the night, while he was in Abuja, he had an encounter where we went to the village and removed
removed the man.
The man. The same man, the pharmacist, also had an encounter around 2 a.m. And then the same pharmacist around 2 a.m. In the morning, he called him that a man came around 2 a.m. and dragged him from the mosque in the midst of those powerful guards, took him to the main road, and a bike appeared immediately and picked him to Makodi.
You know, I am not surprised at this because a woman once testified how she was kidnapped and then she was delivered like this. And as she was brought out, a tricycle, Kekenapep, appeared. Said, enter and let me carry you. Brought her into the city of Abuja and she wanted to take money from her bag to say thank you. She saw nobody. Parked in front of her house. He saw nobody. We are in the days of very strange manifestations. Well, all I can say is, let him be put through every training, foundation, maturity, dynamic school of ministry, every single thing.
Yes.
You know, I say the devil doesn't have any original thing. When you see a strong herbalist, what the devil has perverted is a strong apostolic mantle. When you see a strong fortune teller, he can see things. That's the prophetic mantle that the devil took and perverted. Am I communicating? And so I want him to be so raised rugged until...
Last night, had an encounter after the vigil.
So last night, I was this early morning, around 5. So I was sleeping. I saw myself in the midst of crowd, people. And all of them are dragging me that you are going nowhere, that you are poisoning many of them, are killing many of them, and make them paralyzed, that I have nowhere to go. Immediately they are dragging me. I saw a man walking towards me with full of light and told them that this one did not belong to them anymore, that he did not do it on his own, that the demon made him to do it. And he gave me a long paper that is the nation he's sending me to.
Hallelujah. That's what I said. It's a mantle that is perverted. Something is about to happen to you. Somebody here, under 24 hours, get ready to hear news of the disaster for the wicked that will not leave you alone. Under 48 hours, get ready to hear the news, the calamity of the witchcraft kingdom that will not let you rest. Under 72 hours, and at the most, one week, there must be the news. Lift your hands and give the Lord the praise, and let us proceed in celebration right now. Lift your hands and lift your voice. Just one more minute. What a mighty God. Lift up your hands. Fresh fire. Power of the Holy Ghost. Go forth and break forth. Look at your neighbor and say, I want to dance some vengeance dance. I want to celebrate. Now, I do not want anybody to move until the final declaration. While we are dancing, if you have a testimony that is pending, one of us will pick it from you. Right now, 7 minutes. Step into faith and deal with the devil. Let's go.
Somebody shout!
So we're gonna thank the Lord for the mercy, thank the Lord for the things that he's doing. Can't be up, I can't be from falling. Now my life is come to ground. Hey, I make me jolly. Say, God,
come on, say.
garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Lift your hands and say, Father, I ask you for the release of the garment
of praise
on my life.
In the name of Jesus,
I ask
for the release,
a fresh release of the garment of praise
on my life.
Today,
I receive it
now.
In the name of Jesus, put me a man and pray.
Yes, yes, yes. Reject the pressure. I receive a fresh dimension of the garment of praise. I reject the spirit of heaviness. Of Jesus. Lift your hands high up everywhere you are. Psalm 118, verse 15. Say, the voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tabernacles of the righteous. Why? The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. Father, in this nation, release your hand. Do valiantly. And let there be an explosion, a breakout of rejoicing and salvation. I said in the first service, the situation of this country is not in conclusion. The situation is in progression. We are not at a conclusion yet. And when God gives us a conclusion, the devil will know that he does not own the land.
Lift your voice and say, Father,
Father,
let your right hand
do
valiantly
in
our nation,
in our nation,
in this season,
and cause
the voice
of
rejoicing and salvation
to be heard
in the tabernacles
of the righteous.
Oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus,
thank you, Father,
let your right
hand
do valiantly
in our nation,
in this season,
and cause
the voice
of rejoicing
and salvation
to be heard
in the tabernacles
of the righteous.
Oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus,
open your mouth
and pray.
So shall it be.
Amen.
Lift your hands right now. I see God flattening out mountains like he did at the vigil. Growth in the bodies of people. Mountains of debt. Financial burdens. Mountains of diagnosis, disease. Lift your hands high. Father, let it be. Lift the hands high and receive something. lift your hands everywhere you are, receive visitation, revival visitation. God is setting somebody's spirit on fire afresh. Healing visitation, deliverance visitation, breakthrough visitation, preservation from death, from ancestral curse. That's right. Lift your hands when I say in the name of Jesus. 1, 2, 3. You scream, I receive, at the top of your voice, and place your hand on your head and receive that visitation. Father, let a visitation happen right now for that man, for that woman, for that boy, that girl, that sister. In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, and 3. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Thank you for this release. Thank you for these testimonies. I believe something happened to you already. And you believe that, give the Lord a shout of praise and take your seat 1 minute. If anything happened to you, you got a testimony, a healing, a deliverance, step forward here and let us see what happened to you. Quickly, you can let us know what's happening. You can step to my side here. Something happened to you just now, healing. Check yourself. You came with an affliction, a symptom, and it's gone. Quickly step forward and let's hear from you. While we are doing that, let's take those that are already here.
Yes, sir. Please, Sister Sarah is like one of the 10 lepers that has returned to give God praise. She has been battling with growth in her breast. Two growths in her breast, which she saw in a dream before now. And in that dream, she was told that it will metamorphose into cancer.
Yes, and I said that Tuesday evening service, that somebody saw a growth in the dream and they told you it is cancer.
Exactly,
wow,
sir.
And she came out.
I was about mentioning it. Now, she said after that Tuesday, that the two disappeared completely and she has returned to give God the praise
and
that God has set her.
The devil has that cancer right now. Every arrow fired against you from the realm of the spirit, I declare that arrow returns back to sender. In the name of Jesus, yes.
Sister Anita is from Dunamis International God Center in Dukarimu. She told me that she had a demonic encounter with her elder brother's wife, who came in a dream, fed her, and also molested her. And since then, she has been having that terrible, terrible oppression from the same person until God's servant came last Monday to Dukarimu for apostolic invasion. And she said her case was mentioned. Eating in the dream and also spirit molestation. After that day, she told me that was the end. She has not encountered that demonic oppression anymore. Eating of the dream is over. Eating in the dream is over. And spirit molestation is also
congratulations.
Over.
Congratulations. Lift up your hands. Father, thank you. Tell me.
Sister Annette Joseph is here on behalf of the grandmother whom she sent the oil that was sprayed on from this mountain with communion materials to, and the grandmother has been using it to take a bath. Now, the grandmother felt a pain and didn't know what it was all about until she started feeling weak. She went to the hospital just to be told that it was a snake bite. Very poisonous snake bite that could kill her, and the doctors were wondering how she survived it. And eventually the doctors attended to her, and the only thing is that what they gave her made her to vomit what she said, according to her, what could be part of the poison in her body, but she was not down. Eventually she was discharged. No sickness, no illness. The grandmother is old, and the grandmother believed and told her that it is what you sent to me from Abuja
give
that God used to deliver me.
Your grandmother is free. Ushers are wearing two uniforms, right? Okay. Okay. Maybe I should have worn Fresh Grace. Yes.
Sister Gloria Dennis, she stepped on the champ 5 years ago, which occasioned moving objects all over her body and pains, even her bones, that have debarred her from carrying out her domestic chores. She came to the church to appreciate God for that intervention, that in the dream last night, she saw God's servant who prayed for her. And by the time she woke up, the moving object has returned to her. The pain has disappeared.
And I take authority over the serpentine spirit. Go! Return back no more! Jesus' name.
Yes. Sister Ifunanya Chukwuma, for more than 2 years, Sister Ifunanya Chukwuma, for more than 2 years, she used to see herself and her late father in a dream, picking snails, which occasioned loss of job, life of her sanctity, and in addition, 5 suitors had come to seek her hand in marriage, all stepped out at the point of paying bride price.
No.
So, fear overwhelmed her. She said, in the first service, God's servant said, fear over uncertainty was over. Said she became so elated and decided to stay for the second service. And in the second service, God's servant also declared that it was victory over worry and anxiety. That word sent jitters into her bone, and cold sensation followed everywhere. And now she said she had regained her peace.
Go and get married.
Amen.
Lift up your hands. And everyone here today that is a victim of such, that challenge is over. Jesus, precious name. Every altar where they tied anyone to that is holding you back, declare that altar is set on fire.
Sir, this is our sister Cecilia. She said for 7 years she's been having bad eyesight until somebody comes very close to her before she can see. She said in the course of the service, while we shouted, I receive, she said she saw a dark woman left her, and immediately the eyes opened and she can see from a distance right now.
Congratulations. A dark woman left her.
Left her.
And eyes open.
And eyes open.
Dark woman and eyes. Wow. Every stranger responsible for any affliction in your life, they live now. Live now. Yes.
Sir, our brother Bright, he said he's 30 years old, and for that 30 years he has been living in fear. Every single day he is afraid. He said the moment we shouted, I receive, he said he saw an old man with a walking stick walk out of him, and all of a sudden that spirit of fear just disappeared.
Wow. 30 years with an old man inside. Step forward here. Lift up your hands. One more time. Can you place your hand on yourself, everyone, and say after me, every stranger in my life, stranger, strange possession, strange deposit in my body, in my life, today is your end. You are living now. In the name of Jesus, go! Lift up your right hand everywhere you are.
Sir, little miracle had an encounter last night and saw the mantle of this commission using your face, touched her in the dream of the night. And the mother said she was born with an issue on the eyes for 6 years now, because she was born premature. And when they entered the service this morning, she said the eyes open. She can see clearly now. The inching condition also is gone. They were meant to return back to the hospital within this week for next week. for medicated glasses. And she's completely
healed. She was born with it.
Yes, sir.
Everything that followed you from the womb of your mother, today I declare it expires. In Jesus' name. Congratulations. Lift up your right hand everywhere you are. Just a moment. Everywhere you are, lift up your right hand. I would want everyone here today to know that God is real. And anywhere you are, while we, before we take the next testimony, and we're going to have a dedications, and I want you to wait until the grace is shared before you go. But you are here today and you are saying to me, Pastor, I've seen the move of God, the hand of God, the miracles, the signs, the wonders. I want to make my ways right with Jesus. I want to be forgiven my sins. Pray this prayer after me and say, Lord Jesus. Say it louder, Lord Jesus. I am a sinner. Come into my life. Make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. Forward ever. Backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. All those who pray that prayer, anywhere you are, can you wave your hand? Let me see you. God bless you. Quickly meet me right in the front here. Give the song of celebration as they come. Right here, right here, right here. Those coming for the altar call, right on my right hand side here. I see a troop coming from my left here. Bring them all the way to this side. While they are coming, you are bound by an addiction, a yoke of sin, a lifestyle, a habit you are not happy with, something you are tired of, smoking, drinking, womanizing, masturbation, fraud, gambling, something you are not happy with, rising and falling. Christian today, club tomorrow. Church today, club on Friday. Lord, I want to be free. Anywhere you are, quickly come forward. I'll give you the count of 10. 1.
Goodbye world. I stay no longer with you. Goodbye pleasure. Oh, sweet. I stay no longer with you. I've made up my mind.
All right.
Hold us away the rest of my life.
I've made up my mind.
I've made up my mind.
Goodbye, 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 world. Alright, those of you in the front here. Your testimonies are permanent. Please return back to your seat. Yeah, those coming now can fill up to this place.
Goodbye, world.
Give her. Those coming now can come forward and fill up the place. Keep coming. Those who want to rededicate their life to God can also step forward here. You want to rededicate your life to Jesus, also step forward here and let us receive you. You have been a Christian before, but your Christian life is not working. And you say, Pastor, I want to give my life again to Jesus to rededicate. I give you the count of 7. Quickly come forward here. Welcome you all in the name of Jesus. Place your hand on your chest and pray after me and say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner. I need your help. Come into my life. Deliver me from the power of sins. Today, I have decided
to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever, backward never. The grace to live for you, I receive it now. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. I pray for you. I declare the hold of sin broken. Grace to live for God be released upon you. In Jesus' name. Amen.